Welcome to the behind-the-scenes episode of my interview with attorney Brandi Harden. In this episode, I focus on three Texas hip-hop and R&B icons, Erykah Badu, the DOC, and the late great Pimp C. Let's go behind the scenes and listen to some familiar and maybe not so familiar songs of each artist. We will listen to and analyze the music that inspired each of their work, and after you finish this episode, you will learn why they say, "Don't mess with Texas." Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'll catch you on the B-side. I've loved this lady's music for a long time, and it never disappoints. If you've never seen her perform live, put that on your bucket list. But in the meantime, you can check her out on NPR's Tiny Desk. Of course, I'm talking about Dallas's own Miss Erykah Badu. I was a sophomore in college when her first album, Baduism, was released. But it's her second album, Mama's Gun, that's my all-time favorite. So let's start this behind-the-scenes episode with one of the singles from that album. It's Don't You Know, and it samples the 1973 record, Dreamflower. It has such a smooth vibe. I'm a little too young to remember Paul McCartney from the Beatles, but I do remember him as a solo artist, most notably his duet with Michael Jackson from the Thriller album, The Girl Is Mine. But I bet you didn't know that Erykah Badu sampled his 1979 record, Arrow Through Me, in her 2010 song, Gone Baby Don't Be Too Long. Erykah Badu and Jill Scott were the perfect complement to the hip-hop sound of the mid to early 2000s, which is one of my favorite periods in hip-hop, second only to the golden era from the early and mid-90s. You all likely remember Common's song with Mary J, Come Close to Me, but it's the remix where Erykah Badu makes an appearance. That song samples one of my favorite records, 1977's Daylight from the group Ramp, which is also sampled by Tribe Called Quest in Bonita Applebaum.
It gets crazy, girl.
But what's it without you?
baby. Come close, my baby. Let me hold you loud. Come close, loud.
We cannot end a tribute to Erykah Badu without going back to my favorite album of hers, Mama's Gun, and the song Time's a Wastin', which samples Johnny Hammond's 1975 record, Can't We Smile? When I was a kid, I had no idea that the DOC was from Texas. I thought he was about as West Coast as it gets, but I later learned that he was instrumental in both Southern and West Coast hip hop. All the songs that I'm going to discuss come from his 1989 debut album. This was one of my early purchases as a young hip hop fan. The song I most closely associate with the DOC is It's Funky Enough, which sampled the 1973 record Misdemeanor by Foster Slivers. Growing up, I thought that this song was from the Jackson 5. In the song Let the Bass Go, DOC and Dr. Dre give you pure funk. I used to turn the bass way up on my sound system when I used to listen to this record as a kid. Dr. Dre samples the Isaac Hayes song No Name Bar, which appears on the original Shaft soundtrack. R.I.P. to the great Richard Roundtree and Isaac Hayes.
Why? You've been denied, although you've tried, so I've been a vein to make you fall like a tide. No disappointment, cause my Beatles soothe like an ointment. Suckers with static approaching get smoked like a joint. Flint ignites the flame, I mean I burn like a lighter. But with a hip hop groove, cause I'm a writer. Let he who are great take a stand, then we'll see. He in chronological order starting with me. A rap introduction, a sucker's destruction. Yeah, are all involved with
some. Folks that know me know that I am a huge Marvin Gaye fan. My favorite period of his music begins with his 1971 classic album, What's Going On. It was ranked number one on Rolling Stone's 500 Best Albums of All Time. In the song The Formula, DOC samples the song Inner City Blues' Make Me Wanna Holler. Last but certainly not least, we have arrived to the moment where we discuss an artist with one of the most distinctive voices in all of hip-hop history, the late, great Pimp C. Most people outside of the South had never heard Pimp C's voice until he appeared on Jay-Z's 2000 record, Big Pimpin'. As you can recall, he came through and destroyed that verse. I remember it well. I had recently graduated college, but I still had friends on campus. I came back to campus in my newly purchased Honda Accord. Shout out to Mark Labatt, which had a sound system and lots of bump in the trunk. When I used to play this song, I can hear it like it was yesterday.
In my hood, we call it buck. Everybody wanna ball. Holla at brawls at the mall. You be up, watch them fall. I can't y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be riding Mercedes. Coming down and sipping daily. No record tell why they pay me. Now what y'all know about them Texas boys? Coming down to candy toys. Smoking off and
My favorite UGK album of all time was 1996, Riding Dirty. I'm still looking for this album on vinyl. If anybody knows where it is, leave me a message on Instagram or on the website, The Lawyers Hip Hop Happy Hour, or the YouTube page, The Lawyers Hip Hop Happy Hour. If you know where I can get one, please let me know. My favorite track from that album is Murder, but I also love the song One Day, which has a great, slow, smooth vibe and samples the 1974 Isley Brothers record, Ain't I Been Good to You.
My mama's only son, and I live every day just like it's my last one. Everybody in their mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in home clock next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on a smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on. It's funny, one day you're here and the next day you're gone. Okay, it's in the next day.
Yeah. one day you're here, baby, and then you're gone. After all these years, you still treat me wrong. What do you want to wear?
I am going to end this episode with a familiar favorite, and I want to highlight Pimp C's verse on the Outkast song, International Players Anthem. C's flow is the perfect complement to this up-tempo beat and to Outkast style. If you've ever seen the 1973 movie The Mac, you'll recognize the sample, Willie Hutch's I Choose You.
To choose it, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but them just too scary.
Thank you for listening to this month's behind the scenes episode of the Lawyers Hip Hop Happy Hour. Subscribe to the podcast. It's available everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, just to name a few. New episodes are released on the 12th of each month. And if you'd like to see any video version of an interview, that can be found on my YouTube page at the Lawyers Hip Hop Happy Hour. Thank you for your support, and I'll catch you on the B-side.